It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot this morning?
You know, I'm going to go with the cattle market. You know, we haven't seen them open here in trade since the cattle and feed report was released on Friday afternoon, but it was a little friendlier than anticipated, with even though the on-feed number and the marketings came in as expected, we did see placements down 2% from a year ago, and also the lowest placements for the month of October in history since this series has been done since 1996. So I think that's going to be somewhat supportive, especially to the feeder cattle market and to the deferred live cattle market, as we're finally now starting to realize that hole that we've been talking about where there were short supplies. We're going to start to see that impact the market.
Yeah, we knew this was coming. I mean, we've been talking about the all the cattle moving off pasture into the feedlots because of the drought here for, oh golly, it's almost been a year already, it seems like.
We have, and we've been placing, you know, quite aggressively because of the drought situation, and we're still seeing cow slaughter, and that's also the thing that's been kind of keeping the cattle markets from, rallying too sharply, because we're seeing a lot of those cows come to town, down in the, the southern plains and in the desert southwest. That's been making up for the shortfall that we've been seeing in the feedlots. Now we're going to start to see, if we get some moisture and we stop the herd reduction, that's certainly going to tighten up the supplies as we go forward.
What's not hot then?
I'm going to lead towards the grains. I mean, we're looking at the holiday weekend or holiday week now this week. We're going to be seeing some short trading. Markets are going to close on Wednesday at 1:20 and not open again until 8:30 Friday. So we're going to see a lot of traders take their money and leave the sandbox and go home. So I think, and we even saw that in the Commitment for Traders report where we saw a lot of selling, a lot of evening up of positions. So I think the grains could be pretty sloppy here this week.
That's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.